October 4th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. What is the Bible? It's a big question. What's a book that was written in three languages, Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic, over a period of more than 1,500 years by more than 40 authors on three continents, Asia, Africa, and Europe? There are 66 books, 39 in the Old Testament, 27 in the New Testament, and it is the best-selling book of all time. Now, we'll find chapters and verses in the Bible, and they were actually added later to help us locate particular sections. So while they're helpful, they're not authoritative. So we've got to be careful not to take verses out of context, but read it as a whole. Now, while the Bible is made up of 66 books fitting into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament, it really is one story about one hero. Gary Brashear says this, "The opening line of Scripture introduces us to its hero, God. Throughout the pages of Scripture, this God is revealed. In the closing line of the New Testament Scriptures, we're reminded that the God who is the hero of the true story of Scripture is Jesus Christ." Now, some prefer the New Testament over the Old Testament, but that's a wrong way to look at it. It was Jesus himself who was arguing against theologians of his day in John 5, and he rebuked them, and he said, "You search the Scriptures," talking about the Old Testament, "because you think that in them you have eternal life. And it is they," talking about the Old Testament Scriptures, "that bear witness about me, yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life." After his resurrection, in Luke 24, Jesus was talking to some folks, and it says, "Beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the Scriptures the things concerning himself." Then again in Luke 24, he says to his disciples, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." And he goes on to say that he opened their minds to understand the Scriptures. In Matthew 5, he says, "Do not think I've come to abolish the law or the prophets. I've not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." See, when Scripture is rightly interpreted, it is ultimately about Jesus. Therefore, to correctly interpret Scripture, you'll need to connect its verses, concepts, and events to Jesus. Now, it's kind of funny, but the book that's helped me the most in seeing this truth is a children's book called the Jesus Storybook Bible. It starts out, well, first of all, I'd recommend this to anyone, any parent or grandparent to read to their children or grandchildren, but it starts out by saying this, "God wrote, I love you. He wrote it in the sky and on the earth and under the sea. He wrote his message everywhere because God created everything in his world to reflect him like a mirror, to show us what he is like, to help us know him, to make our hearts sing. The way a kitten chases her tail, the way red poppies grow wild, the way a dolphin swims, and God put it into words too and wrote it in a book called the Bible." Now, some people think that the Bible is a book of rules, telling you what you should and shouldn't do. The Bible certainly does have some rules in it. They show you how life works best. But the Bible isn't mainly about you and what you should be doing. It's about God and what He has done. Other people think that the Bible is a book of heroes, showing you people you should copy. The Bible does have some heroes in it. But as you'll soon find out, most of the people in the Bible aren't heroes at all. They make some big mistakes, sometimes on purpose. They get afraid and run away. At times, they are downright mean. Now, the Bible isn't a book of rules or a book of heroes. The Bible is most of all a story. It's an adventure story about a young hero who comes from a far country to win back his lost treasure. It's a love story about a brave prince who leaves his palace, his throne, everything, to rescue the one he loves. It's like the most wonderful of fairy tales that has come true in real life. You see, the best thing about this story is it's true. There are lots of stories in the Bible, but all the stories are telling one big story, the story of how God loves his children and comes to rescue them. It takes the whole Bible to tell this story. And at the center of the story, there's a baby. Every story in the Bible whispers his name. He is like the missing piece in a puzzle, the piece that makes all the other pieces fit together, and suddenly you can see a beautiful picture. And this is no ordinary baby. This is the child upon whom everything would depend. This children's Bible says it best. Every story whispers his name. Jesus is the hero who came to conquer the enemy and redeem us from sin's grip. May we understand that so that our Bible reading becomes a delight. And in so doing, may we magnify Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.